Good morning, everyone, and thank you for listening to Truly English Podcast by Matthew. Today is Season 3, Episode 60, Temporada 3, Episodio 60, and today is the 18th day of January, 2022, hoy es el 18 de enero, 2022, and today is Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and the day after tomorrow is Thursday. Today is Tuesday, yesterday was Monday, and the day before yesterday was Sunday. Today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. Today, yesterday, and the day before yesterday. Let's review. Who, what, where, when, why, how, which, who. Who is your husband's favorite singer? Who is your wife's favorite singer? What is your favorite music? What is your favorite food? Where do you normally go to eat? Where do you normally order food from? When do you normally eat lunch? At 12 o'clock? At 2 o'clock? Why do you need to improve your English? How? How is your mother today? How is your wife today? How are the children today? How is work? How is school? Which do you think is better? Smart televisions or regular televisions? Well, of course, smart televisions is better. Which do you think is better? Living in Russia or living in China? Who, what, where, when, why, how, which? Make your examples. You need to make examples. Today we're going to review and study auxiliary verbs. Have, do, can, etc. For example, I think so, I hope so, etc. In these sentences, there is an auxiliary verb and a main verb. I have lost my keys. Have is the auxiliary. Lost is the main. She can't come to the party. Can't is the auxiliary verb. Come is the main verb. The hotel was built 10 years ago. Was is the auxiliary verb. Built is the main verb. Why do you want to go home? Do auxiliary and want main. In these examples, have, can't, was, and do are auxiliary verbs. They help the verbs. You can use auxiliary verbs when you don't want to repeat something. Have you locked the door? Yes, I have. Or I have locked the door. Gary wasn't working, but Laura was. Jessica could lend me the money, but she won't. We use do, does, and did for the present and past simple. Do you like onions? Yes, I do. Does Simon live in London? He did, but he doesn't anymore. You can use auxiliary verbs to deny what somebody says, equals to say that it is not true. You're sitting in my place. No, I'm not. You didn't lock the door before you left. Yes, I did. We are denying what the person said. We use have you, isn't she, are they, to show that something is interested in what somebody is saying, or to show a surprise. I've just seen Stephen. Oh, have you? How is he? Lisa isn't very well today. Isn't she? What's wrong with her? It rained every day during our holiday. Did it? What a shame. James and Tanya are getting married. Are they? Really? We use auxiliary verbs with so and neither. I'm tired. So am I. I never read newspapers. Neither do I. Sarah can't drive and neither can Mark. We can pronounce the word neither, neither or neither. And it's como tampoco. Note, the word order after so and neither is the verb before the subject. I passed the exam and so did Paul. Instead of neither, you can use nor. You can also use not either. I don't know. Neither do I. Nor do I. I don't either. The three are the same. I think so. I suppose so. You can say I think so, or I suppose so, etc., when we don't want to repeat something. Are those people Korean? I think so. Is Kate working tomorrow? I suppose so. Will you be at home later this evening? I expect so. In the same way, we say, I hope so, I guess so, and I'm afraid so. The usual negative form is, I think so, I expect so. I don't think so, I don't expect so. I hope so, I'm afraid so. Or, I hope not, I'm afraid not. I guess so, I'm supposed so. I guess not, I suppose not. When we say, I'm afraid not, or I'm afraid so, afraid is not como miedo. It's like, yo no creo, I don't think so. It's not miedo, it's a colloquialism. Is that woman American? I think so, or I don't think so. Do you think it will rain? I hope so, or I hope not. So remember, today you have to study auxiliary verbs, have, do, and can. I think so, and I hope so. If you can study these verbs, you will improve your English. Please also remember that you can send us any comments and any requests to info@trulyenglish.com.mx or to our Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter account. Also, if you want to check out our website, go to www.trulyenglish.com.mx and you can send us direct messages, emails, download materials for free, and listen to our podcast. You can also send us information here, of course, in Anchor Podcast by Spotify. I want to thank you all for listening, and I want to wish you a wonderful and happy Tuesday. Remember, peace and love to everyone. Thank you. Goodbye.